We are learning Masechtas Gittin, Daf Pehei Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah on Daf Pehei Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Re'at Mataris L'chol Odom, Ela La'abav La'avicha. Like we know from the first Mishnah, Ela means Chutz. And we also know that according to Rabbanon, if you give a get to someone, you say Chutz Aplaini, the halacha is not a good get. But our Mishnah says that it is an exception to this halacha. If you say Re'at Mataris L'chol Odom, Ela La'avicha means Chutz from Abav La'avicha, Va'avich, which means chutz from my father and your father, la'achi la'achich, my brother or your brother, la'eved v'chavim, eved or non-Jew, v'lechol mi she'ein lo lav kedushin is kosher. That means the only time chutz is a problem, if someone you can marry, if not for this issues between the husband and wife, she will be able to get married to that person. So here I'm retaining that issues, so that's a chutz. But to marry his father or her father, that anyway is also the kedusha not even chal over there. So when I say here's a get, but you can't and bechutz me'abba v'avich, there you're not tuning off anything. It's like that anyway. She anyway can't marry her father or your father, and therefore such a chutz is kosher because you didn't do anything with the chutz. But if you say arei mataris chodom elo manukarin gadol or grusha v'chutz karin hediyet, but if you say here's a get, but let's say she's a amana, former amana. He says, but you can't marry a kohen gadol. It's chutz from a kohen gadol or a grusha. She was a grusha in this case. Chutz of kohen hedyot. He said you can't marry a kohen hedyot. In such a case, if she would go ahead be iser and marry a kohen gadol or a kohen hedyot, it would be chal because it's only chayv alavim. So there, the chutz is tuing of something. It's saying there's no issues between the two. So there, it is a problem. Or mamzeres of sin liyisrael. Also there, it's a case where it's chayv alavim bas yisrael and mamzer v'lan sin. Or a bas yisrael to a mamzer and a sin. A mamzer, we know what a mamzer is. A nosin is from the gevonim, that's a nation who came to Yeshua and may believe they're not from the Shiva Umois who have to be killed. And they said they want to become gerim. And lemaisa turned out they were from the Shiva Umois. So it's a really lois yischatim bam. So chagis rash tais v'sderaisa or derabonon. But kaponim, that case is chalma deraisa because only at most it's only a lav. V'chol mish yesh lov olav kedushin. Anyone who has kedushin, I feel about averim for avera. The halacha is possible. In such a case, it's possible because there, if you give her a get and you say chutz from marrying Pliny, in such a case, if you say that chutz, it's chutz from you're retaining some of the issues. Because if not for your issues that you're married to her, she would be able to have a tefisas kedushin with that person that's a chayv alavin. So therefore, this chutz is possible. In the ratio where it's chayv increases, it's kosher because it's not chal. Here, it's chal, therefore it's possible.
It's a monokah
and gadol. A monokah and gadol, you know what it is?
I know what an amonokah and gadol
is. Right.
It means divorcing her, she's a gushlokah and gadol.
Right. So what's the case? So you want to know if there's two asurim, amana and grusha. I hear saying it could be there's two asurim over here. But here he's saying the chayr is automatically a grusha. In this case, as a get, it's automatically a grusha. The chayr, what's the case? How's it possible? Okay, could be agav. It could be agav. The other ones. Good question. I don't know if you see someone ask a question, let me know. But a kaponim, the chayr is already grusha of a chutz kohen hediyot. So either way, what's the case? The same question. It's a grusha chalutza. Could be a former grusha chalutza. He's saying, but here the amana, even just a former amana, the ma'aser now she's becoming a grusha. So what's being ma'asif with that? Saying so you could say that what? Yeah, what was the answer?
It's
a lashon. It's a lashon. As I said, I always speaks that together. Yeah. Okay. Right. Very good. So it always says together. So that's pshat. Okay. Very good. Shmack. Zokta Gemara. Klolo de reisha la suye shar chayv ekrisis. The klal of the reisha, it says that lechol misha ain't a love kedushin. What's the comment in the Marba? It's comment in the Marba shar chayv ekrisis. All the chayv ekrisis that didn't say in our Mishnah. They're also the same halacha. Since there's no tefisas kedushin, there's no prima chutz in such a case. Klal of the sefer, which also says v'chol mishi yesh law alav kedushin, that's coming to Marba shar chayv alav. Masu shar chayv alav. I'm going to amini umay avi nesini mitzri v'adaymi. Probably the reason why it's parentheses is because nesini is already in the Mishnah. So therefore, it puts in parentheses. But the other ones don't say in the Mishnah. Amoy namoyav mitzri v'adaymi. Those are all asura. Mitzri v'adaymi is also for three dairies. So I can put them as I say. These things are tefisas kedushin, and therefore there is a problem of chutz. Baimnei Rava Mirav Nachman. Chutz mekedushe katan. A person gives a isha a get and says, you can marry everyone besides for Ruvain the katan. Ma, what's the halacha? Is that called that I'm retaining some of the issues. Right now, that cotton can't do kedushin anyway. So it's like a chayav ikrisis type idea. So therefore, there's no problem of chutz. Or maybe it comes, one day it becomes l'chal avaya. Therefore, there is a problem of a miyat in the issues, because one day this cotton will become a bar kedushin. So shaila is that called a shir or not? Amalei. So Rav Nachman answered, Tanisua. We have a Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ketana miskareshes bekedushi avia. That a ketana, who can be miskareshes, which means her father was mekadosher, she has a kedushin d'oraisa. The halacha is, she could accept the get. And Rashi explains, the case is, if the father died. So Rashi, she tossed holds, that a ketana cannot be mekabel a get unless the father dies. We know we had a mekadosh Rashi twice before, and that's Samach Dalman base. Tosis argues on that. Tosis holds any case the ketana herself could be kabbal the get because she has a yad, she doesn't need das. But Rashi holds, like Rashi says over here, im kibla git lach amisis avia. Rashi says, if the father died, she could accept the get. But in any case, it says she could accept the get. L'chayra amai v'abi'inom v'yotza v'hoysa. A new halacha that we never heard of. Rashi speaks that, what's this halacha? The loy megarsha elm kein ra'uya l'kash atzvah shachar. The only time Aisha could accept the get is only if she's ra'uya to become a mekadesh again. If her father is dead and she's a ketana, she cannot be mekabel kedushin herself. She's a ketana. And it says over here that it's a good get. Ayini v'yotza v'hoysa. So v'yotza mashma, she goes out and she can be mekadesh again herself. L'chayra, it's not possible here. Elamai, what are you going to say? El asi l'chal avaya. It's still called v'hoysa because ma'isa in a few years she will be able to mekabel kedushin. Hachinami regarding chutz. If you say chutz from a certain katan, the halacha is that is a problem of shir. Why? Hachinami asi l'chal avaya because one day he will become a bar kedushin. And therefore, it's called a shir in the kedushin. Another shaila. Chutz min alah demahu. You say here's a get, but you can't be mekudesh as to anyone who's going to be born. So on one hand, you'll say, Hashem Elohim Yisrael. Right now, those people are not born yet. They're going to be born. So maybe it's a shir. Amalei, he says, let me answer, let's try to get a raya to this, to the shayla. Tanisua, we learned our Mishnah, le'eved v'lo'eved chavim. If you say a shir that you can't marry ever chavim, the loch is that it's not called a shir, because right now it's not chal. And Misa, if you hold you going to the future, eved v'chavim nami, avidim agari, they could become a ger. They could become a ger. I can ask me, good by a Eved, maybe by a Goy, it's a Kotten Shnoel Dami, that's not called, it's still the same person that's still what we call the Shir. But like upon him saying, if you go with the future, so he could become a Ger. So no, it's not a Dimyan to Noeladim. Why? Hanach Lav Liguri Kaimi. A regular Eved Mechavim is not aimed to become a Ger. Right now, that's what they are. They're non-Jew, they're Eved. It's not aimed to become a Ger. Masha'inkin Hani Lashudu Kaimi. Children will be born. So therefore, it's more that it's aimed to happen, and therefore that would be a shir. It's not a raya from here, at least.
It's not considered
davar shloim b'olam. It could be, but here he's saying he wants to be married to Gabi Dat, he could do that. The person.
And that
isn't the. You make any tonight you want, any chutz you want. I'm saying it's not the. It's the issues is between the husband and wife, and that they're both b'olam. They're both Vailam. You're retaining the issues, the clappy, that's what's going to happen. It's not being makna anything Dov's Vailam. It's got about some Dov's Vailam, but it's not, you're not being makna anything to them or being kind anything from them. Zok to Gemara, another Shiloh, a similar Shiloh. The Gemara says, the Shiloh is, Chutz Mebal Achoy Samahu. If, right now, her sister, Rachel's sister Leah, is married to a certain Teruven. So he says, I'm giving you a get, but you cannot, chutz v'ruven, kachlavi Ruven, you're still married to me. Now, one hand, right now, she can't marry Ruven, because Ruven's now married two sisters. She's already married to her sister. But on the other hand, the sister might die, and then she will be able to marry Ruven. So is that called a shir or not? Chutz v'alachoy samau. Hashda mi'alechazle. Right now, this Ruven is not royu for her, because right now, Ruven's married to her sister. Maybe the chutz will die, v'chazle. And I'll be a royu. Amalei, let's try bring a raya again from this Mishnah. Tanisua la'eved la'eved chavim. So you see over there that eved chavim nami davida de megairi. It's possible to become a ger. And still we say they look at it right now. Look at the present right now. They're not royal kedushin. Same thing with balachaisa. So very similar cases. So I don't know. Geirus lo shchicha. Geirus is not shchiach. But misa shchicha. Misa shchicha. Everyone dies one day. So misa is more shchiach than geirus. Now everyone becomes a ger. So therefore,
she has to die.
Yeah, first, I know, yeah, but still more shriach than geris. So of course, it has to buy.
She's the. We didn't say geris l'shriach.
What we are?
The case right before.
Right, because there it's about a taris. There it's for sure going to happen. Neilodim is not is aiming to happen. It's going to happen. It's different. There is Shabbos geris going to happen. Here, these both things are, you know, is a. It's lav daf going to happen, like you just said. Maybe the Baal will die first. It's lav daf going to happen. It's not for sure going to happen. The lav daf is for sure going to happen. So that's not the geres. Here the verse is a shriach, not shriach. Here, the, both of them are possible not to happen, even though everyone dies, they might die first. But it's more shriach. Just I'm saying that since everyone dies, that makes the shriachus. It's more shriach to happen because everyone's going to die. So including that Leah is going to die. Maybe she won't die first, but she's going to die. Therefore, it's more shriach to happen. Chutz mezunu seich. She says, another case, another chutz. He says, I've given you a get, but if you're mezana, I'm still married to you. Mao. B'nesum alo shayel. Maisa, if she goes marry someone, there's no shir. Or idum alo shayel b'bil. Maisa, you made a shir in the bia, in his nos. You might have made a shir. That calls shir in the ishus or not. So more tries to bring a riot to this. Omle tanesua. B'nesum means in getting married. I didn't stop you from getting married. The way it works is with a get, you're married to me, I'm giving you a get, I said you can't marry anyone else, that's a shir. But if I say you can marry anyone you want, you can marry anyone you want, you just can't be mezana with anyone. So kubi, that's not a shir in the ishus. It's not a shir in the ishus because...
She can't be married to
someone. What?
She can't be married
to someone. No. She can marry anyone she wants. She can't be mezana. She can marry anyone she wants. Omalei, so let's be right, tanisua la'aba v'la'vich. He said in our Mishnah that if you make a tanai, a chutz, not a tanai, it's a chutz, ma'aba vavich, that there we say it's fine. Over my. What are we talking about? You're handling la'aba vavich. Ilim v'nesun, aba vich b'nei esuninu. There's no having necessarily a mean. You mean esun, you're not going to marry them. They can't marry them. Elab is nos. And it still says, so aba vavich hud lo yishayah, there's no shir, why not? Because by them, yeah, anyway, osab is nos to them. Hola achar, but it's with someone else who till now there's no iser znus mashum his ishus, and now it is hola achar shayers. It is a shir, so it's master our mishnah the abba vavich. We're assuming someone is znus, and it's master only them is also masha inkin. Someone else is not also masha. So it's a raya that znus chutz by znus is. It is a problem. It is a problem by his nose. Because master by Abavich, it's not a problem of chutz. Why not? Because you anyway also to Abavich. Masha'inki and other people, there would be a problem. Like Rashi says, Allah is nose. For Abavich would love a shir, the love hachi nami a sirulu. Anyway also. But here, other people, which are not us till now, so there, maybe it would be called a shir. So it's a raya, it's a shir. Then we're not. Don't assume the other incident. Maybe even, but Abavich. Yeah, but not because of an ishus tikkadin, not a derais tikkadin, not a ishus tikkadin, not a chayiv karas tikkadin, chayiv skil tikkadin, not a ishus ish tikkadin. Dilma ben Asuin, so definitely now have kedushin, it's different type of din. Dilma ben Asuin, the avav intzif. Maybe you mean, avavicha meant ben Asuin, just meant that if you do something wrong, it makes no sense, echanami, but maybe that's what he means, ben Asuin, and that's not a right to the shiloh. Chutz mishaloi kadarka. Let's say he says that I'm giving you a get, and you let him marry everyone. Besides for shloi kedarka, you can't have beer with someone shloi kedarka. Mahu bekedarka lo shayir. The ma'aser regular kedarka, there was no shir. Oy dilma mishke veisha. Because if we know in all arayas, beer shloi kedarka, there's an iser. There's the same chiyav skilat mishke veisha. So maybe the gavi chutz also it's the same thing. Chutz ma'afaros to derecha, which means like this. What?
This kedarka shloi kedarka is going with
anyone. Chutz ma'afaras de derecha, mao. If you give a get to someone, and you tell the Isha like this, I'm giving you a get, you're free completely, but I want to retain my right to be meifa your nedarim, to annul your vows, your nedarim. What's that? That is really a Isha stikadin. Why could a husband be meifa nedarim of his wife? Because he's married, so he's keeping some of the Isha, retaining some of the Isha. Chutz v'afaras derecha ma'o b'nesu'un aloi shayel ma'aser wasn't mashar b'nesu'un. Oy dilma ishi yikamenu v'ishi yifrenu. It says that it is al ishus. Ishi yikamenu v'ishi yifrenu. The din to meifin neder is a din of ishus. So maybe it is a chsaran ishus. And the word that applies to shayla. Chutz m'chumasech ma'o. What does this mean? So Rashi learns what it means is that you say if you marry a kayin, you can't eat chuma. You're still married to me, klape the kain. Chutz v'chumasech, Mahu. Benesuin Aleshai, or Adilma Kinyan Kaspek Siv. So it is a little bit in the Kinyan of being Mashar. I'm saying you're not married to the Kohen Klapei Chuma. You're married to me. Oh, so the Mordechai is asking, how could it happen if she's a Grusha? How does she marry a Kohen? She anyway can't eat Chuma. He's asking more. He's asking that if she married to the Kohen, she can't eat Chuma anyway because she's a Chalal. She comes Chalal out of that from the Bia. I can say she didn't have Bia yet. It's Mishtamaris of Bia Psula. Chor it's a Pella. So Tois is there Masachos Astakasha. We can see Tois in Tzare, he spoke on most of it. Pierce Bekuntrishim, Tanas Lakai Loisecha Machuma. The Ainir Larizok Tois, Tois the Masachos. The Belav Akla Machuma, the Grusha Mischalelis of Bia's Kayan. But I feel a kitch of Anasa, Veloi Baalah, and there's no Bia, the Mishtamaris of Bia Psulahi. And it's a Tois Kasha. Tois says, a few lines later, Nir Lafarish, Chutz Machuma, the opposite case. He's a Kayan, and he's married to her. He said this, here you're divorced, you can marry anyone you want, but you're still married to me, Klapei Chuma. You can eat Chuma. Similar to the case of Afaras Adarim.
He doesn't have the right to make it
out. What do you mean? And Afaras Adarim Lairadu? Oh, wait, Afaras Adarim Lairadu? What is it? Afaras Adarim Lairadu, but not Chuma? Which one?
Technically, it's always her.
Her
wouldn't be.
No, so the answer is either way, it's not Kanakasha. He's still married to her, Klapei Chuma, as he's doing. He's right now, he's married to her, he's still married to her, Chuma. Same thing with Afaras Adarim, he's still married to her. That's what he's doing. That's Mar Shiloh. Is that called Shir or not? That's a Shir or not. Yeah, it's hard to work such a thing. But he's saying, you're still married to me. Copy that. And the next Shiloh is Chutz Yerushu Seich. A similar type of idea. Which Tosh really says that Hafaras Dorm and Yerushu Seich, Rashi agrees that's what it means that way. So why by Chuma did he switch it? But Chutz Yerushu Seich really means he gives a get to the Isha. He says, you go free to whatever you want. But your $1 billion is mine if she dies. That's what he says. He's retaining the ishus. So Moshe wants to know what's pshat. I go, yeah, it's very shver. But that's what he's retaining the ishus legabe the Yerusha. Now, but as soon as Elishai or Adilma L'sheira of Yerusha, it's not Yerusha. It's the L'sheira of Yerusha. It comes from being married. So that's a chutz. But L'sheira of Yerusha, the last Shaila Amar is Chutz Mikidushech Beshtar. He says, you're free to go, you can marry anyone you want, but you can't get Mikidesh with a star. Now, me and me and Efshin Mikash of Kesavia, the Mice is still get married with Kesavia, so it's not called Shir. Idilma, but Yotza Vahoysa, Iskish of Isa Dadi, all the ways of making Kedushin of Iskish La Dadi. So then, since you're not allowing a star, it's like now we're not allowing anything. And it is a Shir, Teiku. All these questions are a Teiku.